You might recall I've spoken to Samantha Dennis-Serhan, who is in the midst of creating a film and filming it here in Muswellbrook. It's called Our Friend Flint. One of the stars, she joins us in the studio this morning, is Vanessa Davis. Vanessa, welcome to Muswellbrook.
Hello, thank you for having me.
That's all right. Tell us a little bit about your role in Our Friend Flint.
My role is a mum of five called Stella. She's tired, overworked. I work at a meatworks.
Right.
My husband is in a mental institute where every woman probably wants their husband to be.
I was going to say, did you put him there?
No, probably. I should be there.
And you're just starting filming now. Are you excited about the whole project?
Absolutely. It's just so incredible to be here. You know, I've never heard of Muswellbrook.
Yep.
And just to be here is awesome. You know, the air is clear. The sound of the trains last night.
Of course, you slept here overnight and you got to enjoy the sound of the trains throughout the night. How did that help?
Well, you know, they say that you need a good night's rest before filming, but it's all part of the drama. Stella's tired, so, you know, it's really added to it. But
use it.
Yeah, exactly. Use it.
Vanessa, when we caught up last night, we were at the Royal Hotel and I went to buy a drink and a couple of the barmaids came to me and said, "Is that Vanessa from Howzo's?" And indeed it is. You've been in the TV show Howzo's.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. She's like, "I recognise the voice." And I'm thinking, I don't sound anything like my character. So when they say that, I get kind of offended. I'm like, what?
Just in case anyone's not sure, what does Vanessa on Howzo's sound like?
"Oi, how's it going? It's great to be here on 2NM, 98.1 Hunter Valley. It's awesome, mate. Do you have anything for free?"
How long have you been doing that role?
Oh, about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for the role. It's taught me everything I know, Paulie Fenwick. And yeah, it's been quite successful, very successful. The Logie in season 2 was one, and
yeah,
we just finished filming a later series.
So we'll see more of it on the TV very shortly.
You will.
All right, that's something to look forward to. And, of course, you've been in some other films. You were telling us just last night that there's some other projects you've been working on. Of course, COVID has slowed things up a bit.
Yeah, COVID, you know, I was still lucky to be able to film during COVID, but it was still slow. You know, auditions and everything was still slow. But I really like this role that I'm filming now with Samantha, because it's an independent film and I think that's very important.
Yep.
I like that she's a female writer, director. She's written it. She's incredibly talented. Some other projects I've been doing was Don't Tell My Wife, a fantastic African production.
Right.
You know, very talented, and that's going to be exciting. That's going to be released this year. I'm not sure what platform, possibly Netflix or Stan. And then also I've been working with a very talented director, young and upcoming, Gus M. Heil, and called Dirty Mirrors. So that's a noir film.
Right.
Yeah, so black and white. And
You play a number of roles in that one.
Yes, I play four different roles, which I think is everyone's dream as an actor. Get to, like, you know, wear wigs and have, like, bad Spanish accent. That was the funniest.
I imagine also part of the dream of being an actor is to come to exotic locations like the Hunter Valley, places that you've never been to before.
Absolutely. I love Muswellbrook. I love it. I can't believe I haven't known about it earlier, you know. I really want to see what's on offer here, and it's very beautiful so far.
Well, there's plenty to do and see here, and we certainly look forward to seeing more of you as the filming continues for Our Friend Flint. Vanessa Davis, good luck with the project, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.